Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM, Freeview 277, and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
I'm just scoffing.
You're scoffing cake, aren't you?
It takes quite a long time to eat an apple Danish.
When you're talking at the same time.
Yeah, when talking. And I've been looking at all these lovely greyhound goodies that are coming out. Oh, handmade.
We've got a desk full of doggy stuff now. Yeah, that's the way
I'll
go.
I read out about the lovely Scottish people. Just a reminder, if you have eczema or any of these skin diseases, they were on our show, well, must be 2 years ago, Mary Jean, UK. They do lovely soaps that have got no nasties in them. So if you have dry skin, which a lot of us have from constant washing, they're very, very good. So give them a follow. And we've had a few tweets. Jessica Gabb, who is listening, with Will B. I don't know who Will B is, but we'll probably find out. And Sarah Marsh Collins is saying, ooh, exciting, a new outlet opportunity.
Will B is actually my best friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've had a tweet from Sean Riley as well. Sean, you know, I was saying earlier about it's become obvious from his tweet. He says it's like every few years I have to remind everybody that you need a way to communicate with your audience that can't be taken away from you by the platform. T. Ferris, among other things, is the early investor in Meta and X on why email is the most valuable channel. Absolutely, Sean, and you're absolutely right. You know, we have to think about what we're doing and put more effort into thinking about what we're doing. That's the thing, isn't it? Everybody tries to... I was going to say try to do it the easy way. Obviously, we try to do things the easy way, but they try to do it on the cheap, one-off hit, and walk away and forget about it. And marketing isn't like that. Marketing is a forever thing. It isn't something you just do once and then, you know, wander off. Did you read this from Jessica? Listening, great to hear from Sean.
I may have done, I can't remember. I'm still thinking about the Danish apple that I had to rush during the news.
Jessica also says she's listening with Will as well.
Will B, who is best friend of Sean.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah.
How is he your is he to do with your business or just a best friend?
No, the latter.
From school?
Yeah.
Oh, all the way back. Where were you born?
I was born in Ashford. I used to go to school in Tenterden.
Okay. And now you're in Herne Bay?
Yeah, moving around.
So you're moving around, yeah, and you're very near...
For the distant reason.
And you're near me in Whitstall. But I, as I got older, I moved to Tankerton. But that's now got really busy as well, so it's really annoying. I moved there to get a bit quieter, and now everybody's discovered it. But, yeah.
Okay, the Women in Business Big Show, bringing together business specialists, therapists, handmade retailers, alongside professional services that we all need to run our businesses legally, efficiently and profitably. There's workshops plus talks to help you start and grow your business with confidence. This is taking place at the Longfield Academy, a Longfield for Jules, that's near between Mepham and Dartford.
For that.
And it's on the 10th of August, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Business Bunker will be there with an outside broadcast team. So there you go.
I heard you alluding to X earlier, I'm still calling it Twitter.
Yeah, me too. I'm refusing to give in.
Can't we, see, you're a boffin like this, Sean, can't we sort of get rid of the X on our Twitter, because it is our...
No, it's a logo.
Thing. Can't we... I know.
It's an app logo, isn't it?
Can't we...
Well, you can change the logo yourself, yeah, but it will change it back every time you log on.
Yeah, it is funny. I was very excited because I kept my little bird for quite a long time.
Yeah, me too, and then they forced you to change it.
Yeah. I know, but I don't understand why they're doing it. There's a ticket office that's closed. We know they're trying to close the railway ticket offices.
Yep.
The government or whoever, British Rail, whoever they are. So at Gatwick, we have Joanna Blythman, who's a journalist that I follow. She's a food journalist predominantly. She's at Gatwick. Ticket office closed. Long queue. No one to ask for help or info. Just one queue handler. Save our ticket offices. RMT Union. Mm. Yeah, that looks very dismal. She's put a picture of, like, very, very miffed passengers at Gatwick. trying to get a train ticket.
Yeah. I've worked in technology for over 50 years, and technology bothers me these days. There's not enough human interaction in things. All I will predict is, in a few years' time, there'll be a retro movement where companies will come along and go, "We've got humans."
Yeah.
If you've got a question, ask a human.
Did you see that the Hollywood was on strike because they can use A1 can use their own faces or something? Have real actors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the Screenwriters Guild are on strike,
but
yeah.
I was just talking to Julia off air, who's coming on later on to talk about Greyfest and charities and things. But we were talking, when I spent quite a few hours with her dogs and her lovely husband, Steve, who does all the work, makes all the collars and things. Mm. And we, of course, because she was an ex-nurse, got on to talking about my thyroid.
Oh, God.
And how for 25 years I'd been mistreated and felt really grotty.
Now's the time to pop out and make a cup of tea.
And I was 17 stone, you remember? And in the end, I did my own research. I didn't listen to the NHS after 25 years. And I bought my own drugs from America, which cost me a fortune, but I got well. And we had this discussion, and then I left. And Julie will tell you the rest, what popped up.
Oh, an advert for hormone testing on my Facebook page and all that sort of thing.
Isn't that spooky?
Yeah.
So that means it's got to be Alexa in your room.
Or a mobile phone.
Mm. Or a mobile phone.
Could be the mobile phones listen as well.
Listen, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. This is terrifying. That terrifies me. Mm. I have noticed that things crop up when I've talked about them, but that is absolutely... So she's getting thyroid adverts now.
Mm. And I also had a load after your conversation about firemen and poles.
Oh! I do love a fireman.
Hey, what about this? I ordered a jacket, right?
Yeah.
From Marks and Spencer's.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a big fella, right? So it's not easy to get jackets my size. So I ordered a jacket with a 54-inch chest, okay? And they had 3 in stock. They delivered it yesterday. They delivered one with a 44-inch chest.
No.
I couldn't even get it on. Right. What it is it's 54 EU. But 44 inches. But on the website, it's 54 inches, right? So I contact customer service at M&S, and they go, "Yeah, we've had quite a few of these. The picking system's automated, and it's got its knickers in a twist over 54. It keeps picking Euro 54s instead of UK 54s. And when you look on the products, the product reviews, almost everybody goes, ordered this, sent the wrong size, ordered this, sent the wrong size.
And how much is that costing them to
get
all the postage
And I'm
back?
Going, has anybody raised this with management? Well, it must be costing you a fortune to keep... You, not only are you losing business and having to refund it, but people are posting it back to you, having to handle it. Why doesn't somebody do something about this?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Right. The classic cars at Kenwood.
Oh, I love it.
Kenwood Trust, Kenwood House, Kenwood Place in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. It's a charity that is a residential home for people with drink and drug addictions. And to raise money, the first Sunday of each month, they have a classic cars event there. Classic cars, campers, bikes, scooters, any vehicle that's classic or sporty is welcome to come along. It's the third Sunday of each month, 10 a.m. to 12 midday. It's £5 a vehicle, includes tea and coffee, and there's also bacon rolls and veggie rolls available. You can pre-book your spot by calling 01622 814 187, or you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar and find out more there.
There's Love Your Maidstone Parks, and we all love a park. As part of Love Parks Week, Maidstone Borough Council is inviting everyone to get out and enjoy all the local parks have to offer. They had a dog. They'd be going every day, twice a day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Led by Keep Britain Tidy, the 2023 Love Parks Week runs till Sunday the 6th of August. The annual campaign celebrates parks and green spaces and acknowledges the dedicated volunteers and workers who look after them all year round. And Maidstone Borough Council would like to see as many of us that can, young and old, to spend time enjoying the great outdoors and take advantage of their local parks. And the council actually has 60 parks and open spaces across Maidstone. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
With a variety of activities and events taking place during the Love Parks Week. These start with a free live concert in Brenchley Gardens, which is this Sunday. It's just gone, actually, 30th of July, last Sunday, with Trad Jazz, so you missed that. And then the Brenchley Garden Bandstand will play host to a series of free events again throughout the summer. And visitors, got one visitor in the studio today, Itsuku. We'll be hearing more from her later. She's come all the way from Japan, especially to see Business Bunker listeners.
Absolutely.
But they've got, on the 2nd of August, they've got a design workshop for Skate Park, Watman Park. Then they've got, on the 4th of August, Art in the Park, Inks Workshops. Oh, I wonder whether Tasey might be interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
She probably is better than a workshop. 5th of August, you've got the Bandstand Concert, 1 to 5pm. The Paper Castles, Mr. E and the Clues, Deb DePan, and Dead Kites. I think they're all groups, I'm not quite sure, must be. 5th and 6th of August, Rock the Moat at Moat Park. Now, to find out more, you can go onto the website, which is Visit Maidstone What's On. And as usual, all details are on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. Right, do you want to introduce your guests?
I would love to. Well, I've spent many a lovely hour or more with Julia Hayes, who was Farley, and we still sort of call her a Farley because she's got a Farley dog.
I did.
Or did have a Farley dog.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. But we've got Julia Hayes in the studio. I met the lovely husband, he's a new husband as well, Steve Hayes, who makes all the collars.
Yep.
And we have a guest from Japan, Itsuko, as well, who's staying with Julia, who I met. And you were giving my lovely Darcy a massage. Darcy Greyhound, who listeners know, because Darcy Greyhound's quite timid. She's had quite a nasty sort of start, as most rescues have. And Itsuko was doing this lovely massage.
Okay.
But what
did Darcy respond to that?
She hid at first, didn't she? Because you've got the 5 hounds, haven't you?
A little bit overpowering for her, but she fell in love with Mitchell, though, didn't she?
Yes, Mr. Mitchell.
Mr. Mitchell, a larger version of her.
Yes, a brindle. Now, Greyfest, which is coming up, you might think it's for old people like you and me.
Yeah, I was going to go along.
That's what I thought, Greyfest, like the Grey Pound.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually a whole Greyhound festival over 2 days. So Julia's going to start off by telling us, first of all, tell us about that and how Itsuku is appearing at Greyfest and coming to your house, and then you can talk us through everything you're doing and how you work and how you got your first Greyhound.
I got my first Greyhound.
Yeah.
Well, that all goes back to fundraising. We had a lurcher. Oh, I have to do this really potty, I think. We had a lurcher called Bruce, who
he lurched.
We lost our lurcher Bella, and lots of lovely friends on Facebook all came together, put donations together to buy us a rose bush named after Bella, which I think you saw in the garden last week.
Yes, I did.
And we had some money left over, so we said, well, let's donate it to a rescue or a charity. Didn't know which one, and so we said, well, hang on to it until we find a charity, a dog rescue that needs funds urgently. So we hung on to it, and then we thought, well, why don't we build on those funds and have a fund there so that if there's an emergency, we're not a charity ourselves, but we fundraise and we donate to various charities. We have sponsored dogs over, there's a Spanish rescue, 112 Colota Galgos, that you know with your calendar.
I've got a lovely calendar,
calendar. And our very own Jocelyn came from them as well.
Jocelyn, the Spanish Galgo, who looks like a black greyhound type, doesn't she? Maybe a bit.
She does, but that's a sight hound for you. Long nose, long legs, use their sights for hunting. So we support them. We've currently got 2 dogs out in Spain.
We'll pinch Paul and make sure he doesn't nod.
I'm asleep, don't worry.
That's why I bought the carbohydrate and sugar. So
yeah, absolutely. Keep me on my toes. Yeah.
But I've got a little present for you. So
oh, have
don't
you?
Sleep just yet.
Is it a dog? It's a dog biscuit.
Dog thing. So with the funds we support, with Greyfest funds, which we'll lead into, we are supporting 2 of these galgos that were brought in the last couple of weeks, who are very poorly and very badly treated, malnourished, and just so much wrong with them. But we've paid for them to have IV fluids and sent them supplies, medical supplies out there, and we send out this monthly, so we have a dedicated amount each month to send to these places.
It's amazing that you have to help Spanish dogs. I mean, there's enough English dogs and Irish dogs that need help.
We help them too. We help all over, and wherever we see that there's an emergency, really, or an urgent need.
When you say dogs, do you mean all dogs, or within your...
If there's a need and it comes to our attention and we can help, we've actually helped a cat in the past. We've paid...
You've helped the enemy, a cat.
I was at the vet one morning, and there was a family there with a cat that needed sadly to be put to sleep, and they were in their pyjamas, they'd rushed out, they had no money, so I just paid their bill for them.
You're an angel.
Just one of those things that you can do if you have a little pot of money. In the pandemic, there's a lovely rescue down in Cornwall that had trouble getting hold of food for their goats and their sheep and all the birds and that, and we put an Asda order in. Obviously, I was in the prison at the time on the computer. I should have been working. Like, these people need food, so I put an order in on Asda's and sent them a load of Weetabix and watermelons and all the rest of it. So
watermelons for the goats?
I think it was the goats and the ducks and the chickens.
Very exotic.
Yeah, and they like all brown, apparently.
Yeah.
So we sent that.
Hippos. Have you seen hippos eating watermelons?
No, I haven't.
They filled them whole watermelons.
Right.
Yeah. It's quite interesting watching a hippo eat a watermelon.
So, all animals, although we support in Spain, we've actually paid for, there was a greyhound in Ireland who needed surgery to her eyes, and we helped restore her sight, only young. So anywhere, really.
And this is all from money you collected some time ago. Have you continued that money collection?
But we've built on that. So where we would do an online Facebook auction, again, this brings in my second husband. He does embroidery and makes the collars, always donating things for other rescues to raise funds in their own auctions. We do the same, so we'll run an auction and I'll make some wooden stuff. I've got a laser cutter, and we put stuff together, and then people also come together and add their donations.
I mean, the collars you make are beautiful because they're all hammer. Hold up the Darcy's new collar, which
Darcy's
you've
new collar.
Very kind of
now.
Mr. Steve has made.
Mm.
Absolutely beautiful. This will be her second collar.
It's her second collar.
So this is going out collar.
This is the posh collar.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah.
Don't leave it anywhere.
No. Well, it was the new husband left the lead while he was doing his stretches on a job.
Gavin.
I know.
If I give you Darcy's collar,
thank you very much. She's going to be very
happy.
That's
actually the brand new fabric, and you have the first collar.
That is absolutely beautiful. So that will be her going out collar, which she will wear to Greyfest on the Saturday. Sunday, I'm at your house for the party. Your party.
My secret party that I don't know about. That one.
And the one you don't want.
And the one that I'm not going to.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah,
you know what it does mean, though? You won't be able to make Tractor Fest.
I won't be able to?
Make Tractor Fest.
Oh, when was Tractor Fest?
Same weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, it all happens. It does.
And now I'm going to a Tractor Fest. They're going to a party at my house to celebrate my birthday, which I'm not at.
You'll be out.
Yeah.
So these leads and that take a lot of time.
They do. He takes a lot of care over his collars. Really does. And he sat there last night. He said, please tell Darcy that he was there for hours nipping off the bits of thread and making sure it was just perfect. So
how did you get involved into Greyfest? How many years has Greyfest been going on? And remind us the dates. It's
19th and 20th of August. Same date as Tractor Fest.
And it's
Saddlesdane Equestrian Centre, which is Baddlesmere near Ashford.
Faversham. Baddlesmere.
It's about 5 minutes off of the.
Even I know where Baddlesmere is, Paul Andrews.
Blimey, that's the thing.
Exactly. How did you get involved in this?
It moved on really from my fundraising.
Right.
And many years ago, we went to a large greyhound gathering, no names mentioned, and I came away from there quite disappointed and said, I could do better than that. Famous last words. my friend challenged me, and we said, okay, let's go for it.
So let me, as a non-greyhound person, let me understand Greyfest. It's not a greyhound race, is it?
No, we don't race them. Letting them all off lead together, that would be chaos. it's basically a dog show. We loved our music festivals over the years, and
it's just for greyhounds and
no, we say sighthounds, so that's the greyhound, a whippet, a lurcher,
Italian greyhound,
Italian greyhound,
wolfhound.
So, I don't think they fall into sight hounds, but...
Oh, do they not?
Hounds.
They're a hound,
they're
yeah.
a hound.
Yeah.
Dachshunds, your little favourite dachshunds.
Are they sight hounds?
No.
Oh, but you let them in as well.
We let all of them in. We say it's the sight hounds and their friends.
Yeah.
We regularly have
so
them.
You could take your posse... Yeah. What's on a Katia? You could take Katia. Silence on radio.
I'm taking her to the tractor fest, and that's the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you won't want this then. I've got you a rosette.
Have you?
Oh,
thank you.
Well, this brings Ipsica into the whole picture here. I'd better tell you about it.
Yeah, how she's suddenly come in. Where are you based in Japan? But where do you live in Japan?
In Tokyo.
In Tokyo?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And born in Tokyo as well.
Okay, so tell us how you met.
Ipsica came to stay with us before the pandemic, yeah, wasn't it? 2019.
How did you meet?
Online.
About greyhounds or
no. It was like an exchange.
Yes.
Exchange website.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to stay with us. Actually, we had. Do you remember Jane Wren that we had?
Yeah, Jane Wren.
We had her two greyhounds, so there was quite a few in the house. And I said to Ipsica, "Are you happy to come with lots of dogs?" And she said, "Yes." And met our dogs and fell in love with them. And her profile picture on Facebook to this day is a selfie with her and one of our dogs.
Because you don't have greyhounds in...
No, I never seen greyhound in Japan.
Really? And racing? No.
No.
No dog racing?
No.
Do you have horse racing in Japan? Horse racing?
Ah, yes, yes.
You do?
Yeah. It's really popular.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So just not the greyhounds?
No.
So, what are popular dogs in Japan?
Small ones.
Yeah. Small dogs, yeah.
Small dogs.
Shiba Inu.
Yes.
Shiba Inu. Yeah, you knew that, Paul Andrews.
I beg your pardon?
You knew a Shiba Inu.
An emu. That's not a dog. An emu is a big bird.
Shiba Inu. Emu.
A super emu.
Kanpai.
Okay, all right.
I'm obviously fluent. No. So you have little dogs that you can tuck under your arm and walk about, but not big dogs.
Mm. No.
So,
Labradors? Yeah, that's
popular. Okay.
Especially the countryside, not in Tokyo.
No, of course.
So you met, and she came back last year. She actually, Ipsica was in Finland, and I messaged to say, "You're in Finland? Come and see us." So she came over to see us, and we said, "It's Greyfest. You've got to stay for Greyfest, because, I mean, dog shows in Japan is not... You don't know what dog shows.
They don't exist.
No. So I said all about Greyfest and come and see this dog show. And so she said, okay. So she came over last year, helped us so much with the rosettes, getting ready, and then sadly the heat. We had the heat wave and we had to postpone it.
Too hot for the dog.
It was the day before. It was just awful. It was just so hot. We went down there and we said, it's just too much. So we postponed it, and sadly it had to go back that weekend. So she missed it. And as the years gone by, we chatted, and she said, "I'm free. I can come back Greyfest this year." So here she is. She's come back just for Greyfest.
Oh, fantastic! So, yeah.
And she has been working really hard on our rosettes. So this kind of leads us into what I've made for you.
Okay.
There we are.
Oh, look, it's got my name on and everything. Number one presenter. Yeah. Number one.
Yeah, but she's making me one as well, which might say pre-one.
Pre-one.
1A.
Thank you, that is fabulous.
Show me.
It's the right colour too.
Show me. Oh, you have to put it that way. Oh, lovely, very lovely.
I cut that on my laser printer this morning for you.
Number one presenter. Very good, just to cut these things up.
Well, I didn't think you'd want a dog one on it, so, because I know you're not overly fussed.
You know, Julia listened back to this last show that she was on. She texted me and she said, "I've just listened back to the last show we were on," and she said, "Paul is not really a dog person, is he?" You know, he.
I think you fell asleep.
I don't dislike animals.
You're not passionate like we are.
I'm not passionate about it because. I've never had pets because I always found them too much of a distraction. You know, if I want to go somewhere, I can't be sitting there going, "What do I do with a dog?" or "What do I do with a cat?" or "What do I do with a budgie?" Yeah, I just get up and go. So, anybody else that has pets, I'm perfectly fine with them. I don't dislike them. You know, they're lovely. We've got dogs and horses now.
So you know where the equestrian centre is, though.
Yeah.
Saturday you're free, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, what have you got at Grey Fest?
So, at Grey Fest, we have lots of lovely
apart
trainers.
From greyhounds.
Yes, lots of greyhounds. Lots
so
of greyhounds.
Have you got, are they all dog related trainers, or is there any food there or drink?
We have
here we go. Yeah. I'm only coming if there's food or drink.
As you know, we do have. A lovely Madagascan lady, Lilia's Kitchen.
Oh, yes, beautiful.
Yes, and she's bringing French wine and French beer.
May we?
Yes, we be. And we also have the Wild Seed Kitchen with vegan food. I think she's doing a, she said it's a very realistic macaroni cheese with pulled, I don't know, soya tofu on the top. And then Sunday she's doing I'm sure this is going to be amazing. I really want this one. It's a bean chili.
Oh, okay. Bean chili.
So let me ask you, Julia, what happens at Grey Fest? It, I mean, is there competitions? Is there obedience things, or is it a bit like
obedience in greyhounds?
Well, this is where I was going with it, you know. Or is there a shoe chewing competition or something?
Who knows all about my shoes and things?
Ah, yes, my wedding shoes went the same way.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Yes, we have shopping, we have stores, but because we wanted to combine our love of music and festivals, live music, so it's the reason it's Grey Fest is that we have live music as well. We have some wonderful...
Oh, that's great. Who have you got?
So we have The Wreck.
Right.
Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
No.
Cat Stevens.
No. No.
anyone from Catford?
Now you're off. So we'll be having some live music during the day.
Excellent.
And we have two rings, maybe three at this time, because we may get a few more classes in. Dog shows, so they're fun ones. We have Best Six Legs, if you're interested, Paul. It's the ones whose legs look like their dogs.
Right, okay.
And it's very hard to have legs like a greyhound.
I have long legs.
Yes, mm-hmm. You do.
And some things as well. So we have... I think black dogs are very overlooked in rescue. So we have celebrating black boys and girls. We have best black greyhound boy, black greyhound girl. Just to really
it's funny that because I love black dogs.
They're
I've always had. Yeah. What is the most?
Hold on. I need to understand this. Why just black?
Oh, we've also got brindles. We have a brindle class.
But she's saying that black dogs are hard to home.
Yes.
And I know that. And actually, I didn't know that Darcy was a brindle when I swiped to see her because it was in lockdown and we were having to swipe, couldn't actually visit the kennels. And she just looked like plain brown. And I said to my new husband, nobody will want a plain brown dog. You know, we'll get her. But then she was a brindle and I didn't know what a brindle was.
So what's a brindle then?
It's Darcy.
Here we are. Look, maybe something like this. Look, multicolour brown.
They're like a tiger, really. Or
right, okay.
When people see her walking and she's running in the long grass, you know, she camouflages in the long grass and they say she's like a lion or a tiger, but like a wild cheetah or something.
We've actually got I've got to show you this. I bought you some of the rosettes that It's a Curse We Make It.
Okay, so your poor guest comes and stays and then has to do all the work.
Yes, everything.
Are these easy to make? They don't look easy. Because they look very fiddly.
Time consuming.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts, being a Gemini. Everything has to be done very quickly.
But this one, you see, we have a class for the greyhounds, the black and white greyhounds.
Oh, look.
Look at that.
Affectionately called cow doggies.
Oh, what are they called? Cow doggies?
Cow doggies, mm-hmm. They're black and white.
Yeah, yeah. Frisian.
Yeah. So we have fun classes like that.
So for want of a better word, I'm a car person rather than a dog person. This is like a concourse. So this is the prettiest dog in that category.
Well, yes, but we celebrate the non-traditional, so we have wonky dog classes, so we have...
Wonky dog,
yeah.
What do you mean, like only three legs?
Yeah, okay. Three legs, blind dogs.
Right, okay.
Dogs that wouldn't perhaps normally win in a dog show.
Yeah, sure.
We also have a class for dogs overlooked in dog shows,
right.
Because we want to celebrate all of them.
Yeah, sure.
In all their not-so-perfect glory, and, you know, we're not crafts. We are fun, and I always say it's my dog show, I do what I want, and sometimes I'll say everybody in this class wins first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do the whole thing, and you've got camping there?
We have camping, we do.
So what happens there, people pay to stay?
They can book up on, I've got to give the website.
Yeah, it'd be very good if you gave that, www.
I think it's https://.
www.
No W's.
Oh.
It's greyfest.company.site.
Greyfest.company.site. It is on my Twitter, actually, and Paul's Twitter.
We've got it on the website as well.
So you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and have a look there.
How do the dogs get on with each other? Is there a lot of woofing and barking and jumping around?
Greyhounds don't bark much, do they? Mine doesn't bark at all, unless she wants to wake me up.
They get on fine. I think greyhounds as a breed, they love each other's company.
They're gentle, aren't they?
And a lot of them have come from kennels where they've been ex-racers, so they're used to greyhounds' company. One of my greyhounds, she just turns her nose up at other dogs, our Flossie. She's like, I don't want to talk to you. But when she sees other greyhounds in the distance, the tail goes, she's 13 and 13 and 3 months, don't you know? She keeps telling us.
That's the dog's voice. She's Irish.
Yeah.
We had a whole afternoon, Gavin, my new husband, Julia, Steve and me, all talking in our dog's voices. It was quite bizarre.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and any animal owner will know at home that you often have a voice for your cat or dog for some bizarre reason.
And dear little Darcy, couldn't wait to go to Waitrose on the way home and get supper.
Yeah. She's like that, And so the bands and that, do you book them yourself or is it someone else booking them?
My mum's doing a raffle this year. It's her doing the rosettes with me and everything else is me.
So, Itako, just going back to Japan and you've come over to the mad area of Kent to these quite eccentric greyhound people like me and, who love these dogs a bit, even though they chew our very expensive shoes. What is it for you that you love about this and to come and work with Julia on this Greyhound Festival? Come close to the mic.
I just want to see them, Julia and Steve, and the dogs.
So to you, is it completely unusual? You just don't have anything like this in Japan?
Completely unusual.
So in your culture, you have festivals, of course, but nothing like this for dogs?
No, I never heard. It might be, but I never heard.
Wow, so this is your passion now. You're now passionate about greyhounds and making rosettes. Exactly.
No, she's just watching eccentric British people be weird.
She'll probably do a documentary on
that. She goes back and they're all strange over there. Yeah, they're all really weird.
Yeah. But Julia, are you going to reciprocate and go over to Japan
and do
Japanese...
There's Mr. Mitchell there, the photograph there of Itako on her bed.
Yeah, I was not really dog person before,
but now,
absolutely dog person.
She loves, every year she comes,
send me that
she
picture.
Has a new favourite.
Mr. Mitchell is lovely and definitely got a little bit of, a big dog in him, Great Dane or something.
Do you have a dog at home?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
But because of your space, do you have small space in Tokyo or?
If we had own pets, even cats, we can't travel easier.
Oh, yeah, of course. And you've been in Finland and you're travelling around the world?
Yes.
And she's back in Finland after Greyfest, aren't you?
Right.
Okay, so travelling. So these bands and that, you book them, because your whole house has been taken over by Greyfest. When I went, everything is like this, all the stuff they're making. And
you know why?
Because they've got a festival coming up.
Because they're obsessive.
They are. But because Julia and Steve are doing it all on their own.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've forgotten, how many years have you been doing it?
This is our sixth year. We had 2 years out with the pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 6 years. And is it getting easier?
Because I think it's getting bigger, there's more to do. But each year, this year we've got another new generator, so each year we'll get more bits and pieces, and we kind of know where we're going with it, but there's always something extra that you need to do, or you think about, I've still got to make the T-shirts and print the T-shirts, that's my job.
You've got a week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. And you have to pray for the weather with a festival as well.
I know. I mean, last year we thought it's nice weather, but actually
it was boiling that one day.
There was just a killer for it.
It was humid and too hot for the dogs.
It was ridiculous.
So can I get at this Greyfest, will there be someone selling raincoats for Darcy, because she doesn't like the rain? She runs home when it rains.
There may be, and we have people
who are sou'wester. I'm after. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not a raincoat. I don't know. We can find out. Maybe if there's any of your listeners that make raincoats, they could like to come to Greyfest.
Yeah.
We still have, I think, maybe a couple of spots we could squeeze in, some more traders. We've got got lovely dog treats.
I was going to say, do you have trade stands at the show as well?
Yes, you can go shopping. So there's a lot of dog stuff. There's dog treats. There's some human hand creams and things like that, I believe.
Oh, human hand creams.
Some human bits. Mm. And a lot of, dog treats. Jumpers.
I know... British people are eccentric about their pets and things like that and get very obsessive about pets. But a few months ago, I was in Tunbridge Wells and I just happened to walk past the shop and it was a dog shop, and it just sold stuff for dogs. And I looked in the window, how much? Mm. You know, it was an upmarket, a couture dog shop, I don't know if they were yours, but beautiful handmade collars and leads, which were fine, but they had all kinds of other things, like coats for dogs. And I was looking at the price of some of those, horrendous.
It's like everything specialist, but it doesn't have to be, it doesn't need to be. I mean, our collars, we sell the martingale collars, the largest, the most expensive.
Is this a martingale collar?
It's a martingale.
So it's a bit like a horse, you call martingale.
They tighten the bridle, they're small heads. We charge £18 for those. But they are very carefully made and they are...
Oh, these were much more expensive than that, much more. They were around like £30.
And that's it, and that is the thing, is that there's actually not anything really different about them to what Steve makes. He really is fastidious with his work.
Yeah.
And you are looking at £25 upwards for a lot of them, and sometimes I will compare... Yeah. Collars, I'll see one or someone, and there's nothing different about them.
I met another greyhound in a pub in...
A greyhound in a pub?
Yeah, with its owner. It had a really groovy jumper on. And it was
the owner or the greyhound?
The greyhound.
Right, okay.
And we'd only got Darcy just one, you know, little coat, and I went wild. And it was from the Trendy Whippet Company. Have you heard of them? It's worth you getting in touch with them. And so Darcy now has a sort of a Fair Isle jumper that she wears on certain days, you know, to the pub.
Well, she may well find more attire at Greyfest.
Mm.
Probably lots of treats. Those treats that she liked.
Yeah.
The little liver wrapped biscuit.
Yeah, she loved those.
Rachel's homemade treats. Yes, she'll be there.
And Rachel is based in Kent or somewhere?
Yes, she's Gravesend. And I also found, I'm rummaging in my bag, I brought it in. When we went for our walk, I found this. So...
You can get pink dog poo bags, but tell us about these, because these are Kentish. I saved it as an heirloom.
Was it a poo bag?
Yeah. Poo bag. But it's a special poo bag. It's pink, but it's made in Kent, so tell us about it.
It's Adios Plastic that make these, and they are based in Aylsham.
Hello.
Right. And they came to Greyfest last year. Sadly, they can't make it this year. But
is it biodegradable?
It's more than biodegradable. It's compostable.
Put it in compost.
Right, okay.
It's made with cornstarch.
Right, okay.
So it breaks down, but not that quickly. You can get the poo to the bin.
Yeah. Right. And I do well. Give us a shout for their website. www.
Adios Plastic.
Adios Plastic. I did Google it, and they come up.
Right.
And they're Kentish. I love that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get some... from them, and I brought it in specially.
Because I only do pink, or do they in a range of colours?
They can do them in a hot pink or an orange for you if you want.
Right.
But if I give you this, because you really must have this, this is a Greyfest goodie bag.
Oh.
And in there, because
Paul's jealous now. He got number one though. I think.
But this.
Wow.
This is Uncle Steve has awarded Darcy this.
Oh.
Because Uncle Steve really fell in love with Darcy. So this is a special rosette. We will have more of these at Greyfest, and it's organiser's choice.
Oh, so that's on your whim, Steve's whim.
Yeah, this one is Steve's whim, and you see the picture there, that's Jane Wren's artwork there.
Oh, wow.
And the ribbon.
Yes.
And that, we think that's Darcy and Mitchell kissing under the...
Oh, yes, it's beautiful. Look, Paul, you're
Also in the bag is a matching lead. So you have a spare one in case.
There we are. So when I trot out with Darcy, we've got all the things. Well, we often walk to Herne Bay, Sean, you know.
Because there's lovely walks along.
There are some lovely walks, and we often walk from where we are, and we go to that pub, what's it called, on the corner. Forgot what it's called now. Anyway, it's my local pub, and then we just carry on walking after a few drinks.
Staggering.
Yeah. Mm. And then walk home. This is absolutely beautiful, thank you. So she's got the matching going out collar. Thank you,
and
Steve.
And she is the first dog to have that pattern.
And... lovely rosette, which she will be wearing. Maybe she'll wear it to Gravefest.
Maybe she will.
So you're going, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Are you taking a tent?
No, because on Friday, unfortunately, I'm going up to see my thyroid doctor, who lives in Salford at the Royal Hospital up there.
Right.
So on Friday, I've got to drive to Salford. And then come back and then shoot.
Salford, you mean?
Salford, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Should I say it in a southern way?
Yeah, you meant Salford. You said it in an Essex way. Salford. Salford in Manchester.
Yeah, it's quite a long drive. And when I did it last time, we had a blowout of our tyre and Darcy was in the back.
What did you take the dog for?
Because we can't really leave her. It's a long story. You offer to look after her and then, you know. We can't. No, but our old dog, we could leave. It's just at the moment she's going through some preparation.
She'll eat all your shoes. Yeah.
She says she's welcome any time.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's eaten the front door and the windows.
I'm amazed we haven't heard from Casey Canine yet.
Yeah, and also AK Pet Services.
Yeah.
Where's he? Because I tweeted.
Yeah, well.
So Adrian Kearney.
Adrian is probably out delivering parrots somewhere.
Adrian has a very good delivery service, and I did copy him
in. It's a pet taxi.
Well, if there's any of your listeners that are interested in having a stall at Greyfest, then get in contact with us.
That would be great.
We have a pet first aid lady come in. She's going to be giving us a demonstration in the ring at one of the breaks.
Have we got any nail clippers ladies coming or men?
I don't know.
Because greyhound's nails really grow fast.
We have three greyhound rescues coming with homeable dogs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There are. Paul, if you wanted another dog to keep Katia company.
Well, I was thinking Darcy needs a friend.
Darcy needs a friend. It does. Do you have any people on insurance and that? Because that's always the thing, isn't it? I don't think dog insurance is very good. Because when they get old, they often wheedle out, don't they?
And they charge you 20% of the final.
Mm. Yeah, it's difficult. But
I think that's bad. Try horse insurance. Mm.
Do you want one?
No, I've got three young kids.
They would love a puppy.
I'm sure they would. Yeah. But four and an 11-month-old is enough for me, right?
Yeah, that is quite a feat.
I feel the same about children. I've got my dogs giving me plenty of things to do.
Why do you think I've got so many businesses on the go?
And why do you work late again?
Why is this your only way home?
My new husband always used to pop home once they were bathed and in bed. And he'd just about read them a little story, and
Right. Sorry, Jill. I was just going to say, Jules, you used to speak to We Love Pets.
Yeah. Who are they?
They're based in Kate, who used to work at the Neptune. Runs a business that can come to your house and
pets it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I've never heard of her.
Yeah, so they're based in. I can't find the exact location, but you know.
Kent.
Yeah, they are Kent based. They've just opened up. And
We Love Pets.
So it's welovepets.care.
Right.
And they do full pet sitting.
Fabulous.
And so if you need to venture out, then
it's really difficult at the moment. And we're getting there. Anyway, she comes in and wakes us up at 3 a.m. as well. And of course, when we first had her, we thought she was desperate to go to the toilet, but it's all a ruse. And now we have to ignore her. And she's like Scooby Doo. She comes in and goes, rawr, 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 and it gets louder and louder. And we just say, in your bed, and it works. She doesn't need to go to the loo at all. It's just a very strange thing.
I'm the same.
Well, you wake people up at 3 a.m.
I need to get up for the loo.
Well, that's your age.
And I bark a lot.
Yeah. But greyhounds actually make good pets because they're not that noisy. Mm. They're not yappy dogs.
No, they're not yappy, but they will tell you when there's someone at the door.
Yeah. Mm.
And they will, I mean, ours will tell us when they want to go out.
Yeah.
And Mr. Mitchell last night, the curtain blew a bottle over in the bathroom. In his boudoir, he's got the whole bathroom to himself.
Oh, does he?
He's 42 kilos. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Our dog's really useful. Okay. Here's a burger I met earlier. He's really nice.
Give me a bone.
But your dog is Turkey. Oh, no. Cypriot. Greek. Yeah. Little Greek dog. But I can see that this is getting more and more like a business, the Grey Fest.
Mm. I think this year we've said that for next year we probably will be looking at making a little bit more like a business and having, I keep saying every year, a committee, but I was letting go of the jobs and being in control of knowing what's happening, who's doing what and where, and knowing yourself, right, to let that go is always very difficult.
Yeah, but absolutely.
This year I think You're on the Facebook group. I mean, if anybody on Facebook wants to have a look at
Oh, yeah, tell us the Facebook group. That's Greyfest.
Greyfest. You'll find Greyfest by putting in Greyfest. There is a Greyfest in Texas, but that's not us. Don't go there.
Long way to go.
Long way to go.
We just had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson. She says, love the sound of Greyfest. She said, when I went camping on a farm in Devon with my boys 25-plus years ago, the farmer's dog, a lurcher, or a wolfhound, I think, used to visit our tent for breakfast sausages every day. The boys named him Bob. He was gorgeous, and we look forward to seeing him every year. And there's a lovely photo. He does look like a little, some sort of lurchery wolfhound, a small wolfhound.
Oh, yes.
He's
nice.
Lovely.
Lovely.
There's Bob.
Hello,
there
Bob.
So, yes, little picture.
Cool. Julia, thank you so much for that. We wish you much success with Greyfest. Thank you for talking to us about it. We've got a few minutes before the end of the show. All the details for Greyfest and little pink dog collars and everything else is on the Kent Business Radio website.
Yeah, and so I'll be there on there. Saturday if anybody wants to come and meet me and talk about
why would they do that?
AstraZeneca damage thyroid, of course.
Maybe you can help us judge a class.
Maybe I could. Yeah. I wear a judge's scarf and hat.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Like Princess Anne, I'll be.
Yeah,
judging.
Okay. Cool.
There's an Invest West Kent, and this is a mentoring program, that, and they're filling up quickly, these places. So they say, don't put it off until the end of summer and miss out. Sign up now and hit the ground running as the leaves start to turn. If you're taking part in the free business mentoring available, it's part of the West Kent Business Program. And business mentoring is one of the most requested support services, and it's available in Sevenoaks and Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge and the Morling districts.
Morling.
Morling. And registration is simple, and it only requires a few details and an indication of whether you want a 4 or an 8 hour mentoring. And they say 92% of small business owners with a mentor agree it has directly impacted the growth and survival of their business. Experience it to yourself and find out the impact it can have for you and your business. So that's Invest West Kent, and details are on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
We've had a tweet from Sean Riley about the question you asked earlier about X as the app logo.
Oh yeah, trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, he says you could use Grease Monkey or Tamper Monkey, which are browser plugins to swap out the X logo for the Twitter one.
That's really interesting, isn't it? And it's very tempting. I've retweeted it, so I am going to have a look. I wonder whether old Elon would take umbrage. Would he see?
And do we care?
Do we care? No. I mean, what I'm doing now is that I've made a lot of really amazing friends on Twitter or X, and now a lot of them I say, here's my phone number, hook me up on WhatsApp, hook up with me on WhatsApp, because I don't want to lose touch with them. But there's no way you can, you know, keep in touch with 19.4k followers that I've got. There's no way. So if we lose Twitter, or if Elon takes it into some sort of banking app and something, I probably would not stay on it. Don't think I want to be on it. It's a banking thing.
Right, we haven't got very long until the end of the show, so have you got anything else you need to read out? While you're looking, I've got this. Gravesham for Business, don't miss out on up to 75% relief for those qualifying in retail, hospitality and leisure businesses. This is relief against business rates. An application to Gravesham Borough Council must be completed in order for you to for your relief to be applied to your account. So if you're in retail, hospitality and leisure in the Gravesham area, you can get up to 75% off your business rates bill. To do that, you need to go to www.gov.uk/apply for business.
And Tunbridge Wells have a networking. It's on the 17th of August. Third Thursdays, Tunbridge. Try and say that if you've had some wine. Third Thursdays, Tunbridge. And this meeting is hosted by Gillian Palmer at the Finance and Property Hub. So as I said, it's August the 17th, 10:30 till 12 midday. And there's also the famous Marsh Network, which is Marsh Network East Sussex at the Pet Village Hall.
That's this morning.
Oh, fifth of September.
Oh, right, it's the second one. Sorry, yeah. I beg your pardon. There was one there this morning.
Was there?
Yeah.
Did you go?
Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Well, you could have popped in. But it's at the, this one is at the Pet Village Hall. Pet, you see, very apt for the show today. But it's P-E-T-T, Pet Village Hall, 10:30 a.m. on the 5th of September, Paul Andrews. Put it in your diary.
Yep.
And the website is www.marshnetwork.co.uk. There's a, also a networking in Westerham, which is a little brunch at Westerham Focus Business. Brunch, Dressed, and the Market. Kate Streets will tell us her business story. She's the owner of Brunch Dressed. I think that must be a place.
Yes, yes, yeah.
This is August the 9th, 10:30 till 12. So join them there. That's Westerham Networking. Again, all details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Land set aside for the UK's first hydrogen-powered winery has been put up for sale.
Dang.
Planning permission was granted last year to build the innovative site on a disused stretch of farmland near Ashford. The lot is now up for sale for £525,000. If built on the 4.5-acre site to the west of the village of Edgerton, the winery would be of a UK first, according to the listing on LoopNet. The land previously housed a grain and silo store, which had been demolished, ready for the site construction. In 2019, planning permission was granted to build a modern winery, complete with warehouse, wine shop, tasting room, and accommodation, all powered by hydrogen.
Oh, that's brilliant. Where was that?
Just outside Ashford.
Mm, I'll take a picture
near Edgerton.
Yeah, I think I heard about that being for sale. It sounds really interesting. I hope they don't just build on it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else have we had?
You're going to have to be very quick because we're at the end of the show.
Well, we've got the Marsh Network, another one. No, that is the 24th of August. That's 7:45 to 9:15. It's in Dimchurch at the famous Ship Inn. So that's the diary date, 24th of August, if you want to meet other like-minded SMEs, 7:45 to 9:15. I'm sure the shipping allows greyhounds.
Fantastic.
Or any dog.
We've reached the end of another Business Bunker show.
We have.
I want to say a huge thank you to our guests, Sean and Julia and Suka.
Thank you.
So you're actually fluent in Japanese now.
Of course.
Yeah.
I can count to 10 in Japanese.
Go on then, quick.
Ichinisan, Shiko, Rock, Ichihachikuju.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Was that 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you.
It's so quick.
I know.
Wow.
Anyway, we'll be back with another show next week, and we'll count to 10 in some other language as well, probably. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week. Stay happy, healthy, and safe all week. See